Barr says the public will soon see a redacted version of the special counsel's Russia report on 2016 election meddling.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees about that report and about any further requests that they have.
Barr appeared before the House Appropriations Subcommittee Tuesday. The Mueller report was not the purpose of the meeting. Instead, the topic of his appearance was the Trump administration's proposed budget for the Justice Department for the fiscal year that begins in October. Israeli voters are deciding Tuesday whether to give Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu another term in office in a tight election that has become a referendum on his decade in power. Netanyahu is seeking a fourth consecutive term and a fifth overall, which would make him Israel's longest-serving leader. He faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose blue and white party has inched ahead of Netanyahu's Likud in polls. An attack outside Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed three U.S. service members, according to the U.S. military. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. A U.S. Forces Afghanistan spokesman tells VOA a vehicle-borne bomb exploded near a convoy on a security patrol near Bagram Air Base. The U.S. military medically evacuated three other U.S. service members and a contractor who were wounded in the attack. Initial reports said the contractor was killed. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will leave her post this week, opening up one of the highest profile and influential positions in the president's cabinet. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Aid agencies are urging rival militias in Libya to take all possible measures to protect civilians as fighting for control of the capital city, Tripoli, escalates and casualties mount. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In recent days, health facilities near Tripoli have reported 47 people killed and 181 wounded. The World Health Organization says nine civilians, including two doctors, are among the dead. It says one doctor reportedly was killed while working as part of a field ambulance service. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the agency has documented dozens of attacks against health workers and facilities that killed and injured 32 health workers and patients since 2018. He says targeting them is against international humanitarian law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Jazarevich says the WHO fears a prolonged conflict will drain the limited available medical supplies on hand, and added a problem is that the WHO is short on funding. Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital of Khartoum on Tuesday. This as demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a third consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have gathered since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year autocratic rule. Interior Minister Bushara Juma said Monday that roughly 10,000 protesters rallied outside the headquarters Saturday. Six people were killed in Khartoum when security forces dispersed the protesters. Police fired water cannons and pepper spray at student demonstrators gathered in Algiers for a seventh week on Tuesday, as Algeria's parliament named an interim leader to replace former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. The protest movement that drove Bouteflika out after two decades in power last week had demanded the ouster of the country's entire political hierarchy. That includes the newly named interim president, Abdelkader Ben Salah, a key ally of Bouteflika and the leader of parliament's upper chamber. Tuesday's student protest was timed to coincide with the parliamentary decision. The three founders of Hong Kong's 2014 umbrella movement were convicted Tuesday for their roles in the massive pro-democracy demonstrations. Benny Tai, Chan Kin Mon, and Reverend Chu Yung Ming founded the Occupy Central movement in 2013. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music.